Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The number believed dead as a result of an earthquake in Afghanistan has reached 1,000, with more than 1,500 injured. The 6.1 magnitude earthquake shook multiple districts in the Paktika and coast provinces. Sam Mort, Chief of Communication, Advocacy and Civic Engagement for UNICEF in Afghanistan, is with me on the line now. Sam, thank you for joining us. Have any of your colleagues managed to get through to the affected areas yet?
Hi. Yes, some colleagues are already down there. For example, we've got 8 mobile health and nutrition teams tending to the injured, giving them first aid. And we have some trucks full of aid on their way, trucks that are full of tents and tarpaulins, of blankets, of kitchen items and hygiene kits, everything that the people who have lost their homes and lost their livelihoods need for the first 72 hours.
And this is a remote area, is it?
It's a very remote area. It's extremely difficult to get to. It's up in the mountains. It's very rural. It's a series of kind of loosely connected villages. And so the fact that they're all spread out, and the fact that they're so high up, and the fact also that we've had a lot of rain here in Afghanistan this week, so the combination of the rain and the earthquake have meant that we've got some landslides now to contend with as well. They're blocking some roads, and mud is also making some of the roads difficult to pass as well. So it's a really tricky response effort.
And given those conditions that you describe, I'm sure it's very difficult to estimate how many people have been killed, how many others have been affected. But what are your teams telling you about the extent of this?
Well, the de facto authorities are estimating that around 1,000 people have been killed and around 1,500 wounded. But to be honest, while we cannot get to some of the affected communities, and while, in Gayan district, for example, 70% of that town has lost its homes. So 1,800 homes have been destroyed. The pictures, piles of rubble as far as the eye can see, and we're concerned that there's people trapped underneath that rubble right now. So we think these numbers are going to rise further.
Mm-hmm. How difficult is it to work in Afghanistan now under the Taliban and given the sanctions that have been levied against the country?
Well, UNICEF has been in Afghanistan for the last 70 years, and we have dealt with all kinds of government change, of conflict, crisis and natural disasters. So the change in leadership was something that we took on the chin. The Taliban asked us to stay shortly after August 15 last year. And since then, we have been working together. We've now got more access across the country than ever before. Of course, the sanctions have had an impact on the country overall, but humanitarian aid is exempted from the sanctions, and so we are still able to function. And we have got good supplies in country. We had pre-positioned supplies, for example, in Khost and in Paktika. So we were able to get those supplies on the road really early yesterday morning. But of course, we need those warehouses replenished, and that's why we're looking for support from the global community.
But this earthquake can only compound the really difficult problems faced by Afghanistan in terms of the food crisis and the healthcare crisis that already exists there.
Yeah, it's just wall-to-wall misery here. And this is the second earthquake that Afghans have endured this year. But you're absolutely right. We're in the midst of the worst droughts the country has endured for 37 years. We've got a chronic malnutrition crisis. We've got pregnant and lactating mothers who are malnourished, and we've seen a 75% increase in their numbers from this time last year. We've got 1 million children under the age of 5 at risk of death if we don't get them urgent therapeutic care. And we know from UNDP that 97% of the country is on the brink of poverty. And while I go out in Kabul, I see burgeoning vegetable markets and fruit stalls, which, would be great if people could afford them, but there's just not enough money in the economy. So, Afghans do not have their troubles to seek right now, and the devastation of this earthquake is going to weigh heavily on folk.
Sam, we wish you well in dealing with the aftermath. Sam Morth there from UNICEF in Afghanistan. I'm also joined on the line by Mahbuba Siraj, who is a women's rights activist in Afghanistan but is currently based outside of the country. Thank you very much, Mahbuba, for joining us on the programme. As I was saying to Sam, this is bound to be a huge setback for Afghanistan, in particular for this region. How do you think the country will be able to cope with this?
Well, I really, to tell you the honest truth, I really don't know how the country is going to be able to cope with this. I haven't found a way that in any one of these things that are happening since August 15, how the country is coping with it. So I guess, you know, we are going to be coping with it or not coping with it, but hopefully life will go on the way we know it, which is not really life, it's just a survival. And that's all. So this is what we are going to be doing now also. Because we really don't have any other choice.
Will you tell me a little bit about this region? I mean, Sam explained very well how remote it is, how difficult it is to access.
It is. Yes, it is. It is a very, very, it's very remote, it's extremely Islamic, it's very, very, it's an area that has the beliefs of the people and what they do, it's completely belongs to the 10th century. And they're really backwards. So that backwardness is something that is happening in the area. It has been happening. It's been always a very difficult place to work. Even at the time when the international community was there, it was not an easy place to work at all. Some parts, of course, the international community and Americans had some access to, but the rest of them, lots of remote areas in the Paktika area and all of that is not reachable. It's really very bad, the area. But that's the way the story of Afghanistan is.
Is there
a lot of the parts?
Is there a health system there to speak of?
No, there is no health system. Health system actually in Afghanistan disappeared. I mean, we don't even have a proper clinic anywhere. We used to have some of these clinics that they had some medication that they would hand it out to the people in different parts. We don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. Those clinics don't exist. So the situation is extremely dire. It's very bad.
There was a striking figure in a UN report which showed that 93% of households in Afghanistan suffer food insecurity. I'm sure you're well aware of that situation and how yes. difficult it is.
It really is. It's very difficult. And it is. That's one of the things that really nothing can be done in Afghanistan. When that kind of a food insecurity, what do you do? Because the number one thing that people really need is food to put in their stomach. If you don't have that, if you can't provide them with that, then anything else you're providing them with, it's useless. It really is useless. Mm-hmm. So Afghanistan is in a very bad place, honestly, right now. And the government at this point, you know, this de facto government of Taliban, they are absolutely not ready for any one of these things. They actually don't know how to go about it. None whatsoever. Whatsoever. So here we are. And keeping our fingers crossed to see if the international community can do something, and then otherwise we are all going to die.
Mahbuba Siraj, Executive Director of the Afghan Women's Skills Development Centre in Kabul, thank you for joining us on the programme today. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.